Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for tuning in. Before we get started, we'd like to make sure that each and every one of you are following directions and that you are safe, and we pray that your families are safe as well. And I just can't emphasize enough for making sure that that you are following directions, making sure that you're going out with a mask and that you're wearing gloves. This is nothing to test to see how what your endurance is like, because this stuff is real, and we want to make sure that you are following the guidelines that are requested, you know, staying in, social distancing, and everything else that that you should be doing. Please make sure that you're doing that for not only just for the safety of yourself, but for the safety of everyone in your family. I don't know, you know, it seems like every time, every once in a while, we have technical difficulties, you know, so we're having technical difficulties on this end. I don't know, we're having, you know, we are have you on the phone system, but then trying to get on the computer to join in has been a task. So we've been trying to do that for the last 15 minutes. So I'm, you know, praying that, you know, God is just going to work things out as we do that. But also as we move along, for those of you who are listening for the first time, again, we are an interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of being able to tune in to be a part of this blog talk radio. Amen. And in order to do that, you would call in. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. When you call in, you can participate by asking questions or anything that may be on your heart. You can ask the speaker once he opens up the lines, you know, for you. We'd also like to ask you that while you are on your devices, please make sure that you mute your mics. Why do we ask you to mute your mics? Because we can hear everything in the background. We can hear dishes. We can hear sneezing, anything in the background. These mics are very sensitive, and it becomes a distraction for the speaker when they are, you know, proclaiming the word of God. So if you could do that, and we try to make sure that we leave the mics open so that when you get ready to open up, or you get ready to talk or share a word, the mics will automatically just open, you know, then you can just go ahead and speak. So we'd like to ask you to make sure that you do that. If you could, ma'am, sir, if you could do that, please, we do appreciate that, that if you could make sure that you mute your mics while you're on, okay? We'd also like to ask that the prayers, there's a prayer list out that we have, and our prayer list we have on our list for this evening. We have Bill Spratlin from out of Cleveland. We have Pastor Dawn Mixon and her family. She's asking for prayer. We're asking for prayer for her. There is Corey Hamlin, who is out of North Carolina. We are keeping him in our prayer as well. We have Tina Hobbs. We keep her on our prayer list. She's from out of Maryland. There is Norman Rice. We have on our prayer list from out of Cleveland. There is Mother Womack, who is our prayer warrior. We keep her in prayer. Mother Womack, we'd like to, you know, inform you that one of the things about her, if you have not heard her, you know, she is a prayer warrior, amen? And what do I mean by a prayer warrior? That means that she is constantly lifting up you and I in prayer, or anyone that is asking for prayer.
Amen.
So we would like to ask if you could do that. Please make sure that you keep her up in prayer. because oftentimes she is pouring out, and oftentimes, you know, it's important that we pray for her. Amen. That we pray for her. Okay. There is another from out of, let me see, just received another text, and that is Brandon Robinson family and Mrs. Hall. We're asking prayer for her. They're from out of South Carolina. There was a text we just received from South Carolina. We're asking prayer for her. Let's see, there is, gosh, we have so many on here. Charles Moore. There's Charles Moore. We're asking for prayer for Charles Moore. And if there's anyone that you have on your prayer list, we'd like to ask that you would pray for them.
I'd like to add
as well. Okay.
Okay. In addition to the intercessors like Mother Womack.
Yes.
We also want to remember Maddie Hutchinson and Angel Jones, Reverend Dr. Angel Jones, who are powerful prayer warriors. We also want to lift up a family that we've been praying for, a victim of COVID-19, Myron Matlock passed a few days ago, and we want to lift his family up as they begin this season of mourning and grief. And during this time, with things being so different and isolating, we're not able to wrap around the family like it is our custom, our tradition, in our faith and in our culture. So if you could please just remember them. We're lifting up Richard Matlock as well, Keita Thomas, Elise Kazak, Ricky Garcia, Cleo Hawthorne, Sherry Stevenson, Deborah Hood, Lisa Doggett, Shirley James, Marnita Robinson, Patsy Coggins, Matthew Stevenson, James Manuel, Doris Hexel, and I think you named everybody else, Janetta and Tanika,
yes,
and Tina. And I also want to remind you again to please remember to pray for children that are experiencing trauma at home, children that have been born to poor parents that may be financially strapped and not able to give their children meet all of their children's needs at home, and to remember to pray for others that are at home that may not have the luxuries of having an assured dwelling place, a shelter, a good shelter, and with the utilities that they need to sustain their lives and comfort. So pray for those people as well. And we thank you. Thank you for this time.
Amen. Mother Womack, are you on the line? Okay. She is normally on the first. I thought I saw her number here. I'm going to ask Dr. Suzanne if she would lift us up in prayer, and then the next voice you're going to hear would be Pastor Paul B. Robinson from out of South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Father God, we just praise your name this evening, Lord, and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time that's been set aside, Father God, for prayer, to seek your word, Father God, for the lessons from the Bible, Father God, but also to pray, Father God. So we just lift you up, Father God, and praise you and worship you this evening, Father God. We ask you, Lord, that if there be any sins of omission or commission, Father God, that you remove them and reveal them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you
would
settle our households, Father God, so that we're ready to receive the word, Father God, that you would clear our minds and our ear gates, Father God, so that we can hear and receive, Father God. Prepare our hearts, Father God, for reception as well.
Yes.
Father God, the names that have been called out, Father God, are for those that are in need of prayer, Father God, mostly for healing, Father God, but for other reasons as well, Father God. We are lifting them up. We are laying them at your feet, Father God, knowing, Father God, that you care for them more than we do, Father God, more than we ever could, Father God,
yes,
because you are their creator. You are our creator, Father God. You're the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no us without you.
Thank you, Father.
And we praise you and thank you for that, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that folks will bring and call in and text prayer, answers to prayer, messages, Father God, of victory, that their names have been lifted up and we've gotten answers and the issues have been resolved, that there's been healing, Father God. We praise you and thank you for that, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the praise reports. In Jesus' sweet, sweet, holy name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move on. We've taken up that time, God bless you. We're taking up that time because it's necessary for prayer. And let's keep each other up in prayer at this time, these uncertain times. Amen. Especially for those who have lost loved ones and friends during this COVID-19. And that's the greatest gift that we have, is lifting one another up in prayer. Okay, we're moving on over into South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. And Pastor Paul Robinson, are you there? Pastor Robinson.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yes, sir. How are you? I'm sorry if I took up so much time. We felt the need to lift those in prayer. And there are so many that we left out. But we just want to let the listeners know that we are praying for them, and we need to be praying for one another.
Amen.
Amen.
That is always so very important. Because the Bible tells us that the prayers of the righteous avail much, and we do need that thing called prayer. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say, first of all, I want to say hello to each one of you all tonight. Those of you who are on call in, those of you who are listening by radio or watching or listening by the internet, I just want to say hello to you, and we bring you greetings. From South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our message tonight is a message. I'm praying and I'm hoping that the message tonight or the thought for tonight will help someone as we go through what we're going through tonight in this time. I'm hoping that someone will hear something to reassure them that God is still on the throne, and that everything is going to be all right, no matter what man may say, but everything is going to be just fine. But I just want you to know that tonight. I'm going to read the verses of scripture here from Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 35. And then after that, instead of a prayer, I got just a verse of a song that I love to sing before I speak. Even at church. Amen.
Amen.
So those of you who have your Bibles, will you turn with me to Mark, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, beginning with verse 35. Very, very, very familiar passage here in the Bible. And to remind you all, I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It may go over into the King James a little bit. Maybe, I don't know, but right now, we'll be reading from the New Living Translation of the Scripture. Amen?
Amen.
Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 35, you'll find these words recorded in the Scripture. Can y'all hear me pretty good, Elder?
Yes, you're clear.
Okay. You'll find these words recorded, and it reads, "As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowd behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. Some translations say a pillow. But the disciples woke him up, shouting, 'Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?' When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Silence, be still.' Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? You still have no faith? The disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They asked each other. Even the wind and the waves obey him. Wow. Instead of a prayer, I want to sing just a verse of a song. Jesus, he made me the cross. There's a precious fountain free to all a healing flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory. Tonight, I just want to say to all of us and all of you all who are listening, I know what we're going through right now. I know the pandemic that we're in right now. I know that things are happening all around us right now. But I just want to say to you tonight that the storm is almost gone. Amen? Amen. The storm is almost gone. And I'll try not to hold you very long tonight, but I just want to say a few words. You see, we know and realize that storms come, and we also know that there are storms brewing in people's lives. So we know that storms come and storms go. You know, it's said that if you're in a storm, then you'll be coming out of a storm. But one thing about it, you'll be headed right back into another. I hope I'm saying that right. But anyway, but there are all kinds of storms that's brewing in people's lives today. We have storms of affliction. We have storms that rage in one's body. We have financial storms. We have relationship storms. We have this storm that's going on right now in our world today called coronavirus or COVID-19, which has caused a big storm in our world today. All over this land and all over this country, it has caused a big storm. But I stopped to tell you this evening that Jesus can calm that storm. Amen? Only that, but there's good news. Listen now. Listen now. So I'm trying to help somebody tonight. Listen now. But there's good news in the midst of your storm. I know that sounds funny. I know it sounds crazy that when you're going through something, you know, one thing about us as people, we don't realize that when we're going through something, we can't see the goodness of God in the midst of our storm. But I stopped to tell you that tonight, that in the midst of your storm, there is some good news. And there's three reasons now, I want you to look at this. There's three reasons why God brings storms into our lives. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. First is that God sends a storm to bring the wayward or the disobedient back to Him. Amen. You see, church, we have gotten ourselves so caught up into money and games and socializing with one another, is that we have forgotten all about God. We've gotten so caught up into taking prayer out of school and and taking prayer even out of some churches. Amen. Amen, life. Amen, walk. And we have gotten so caught up in our mess in this world today that we have strayed away from God, and we have clinged to everything else except God. But see, God will bring a storm, and somehow, for some reason, I'm just believing that this thing that's going on in our world today is something that God is using to bring us back to Him. Amen. But you see, when we stray away from God, we get lost out in the world, and we don't know and we don't realize that God is still there. God is still waiting on us to come back to Him. But that's the reason, that's the number one reason why God brings storms into our life. Because, as I said before, we have strayed away. We have gone about our own ways and doing our own thing. And we have got to find out how to get back to God. And I believe the Bible tells us how to get back to God. Amen? Amen. I won't go into all of that tonight, but listen, if you feel like that God is so far from you that this COVID-19 or this coronavirus is attacking you or attacking your family, and I stop to tell you tonight that you need to come back and draw a little closer to God. Amen. You need to draw a little bit closer to God and trust and lean and depend on God tonight. The second thing is, I told you I'm not going to be long. The second thing is that God sends storms to teach us the necessity of faith. Now, I know that it's hard to have faith in something you don't see. It's hard to have faith in somebody you don't see. But most of all, watch this now. Watch this. It's hard to have faith in somebody you don't know. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Watch this. Let's go to the text here just for a minute. Jesus, as he was sleeping in the deck of the boat, some say in the deck, some say in the back, some say in the bottom, some say he was just sleeping. But I want you to notice that when Jesus was sleeping, he wasn't worried about a thing. Amen? Because the Bible says that his head was on a pillow. So that means that Jesus was resting good. I'm going somewhere with this. And then it says that when they woke him up, he said to the wind and the waves, "Peace, be still." Now watch this. Here's where I'm going with this. Now watch this. He says, "Why are you afraid? Listen now, do you still have no faith?" Now pay attention to that part of that verse. Jesus said, "Do you still," watch this, "have no faith?" So Jesus already knows that this thing has happened before, where the disciples didn't have any faith, where people have fallen short on their faith. And he's asking the question tonight, do you still have no faith? Now, listen, he said that, he didn't say, "Oh, ye a little faith." He didn't say, "Do you not have a little faith?" He said, "You don't have much faith." He said, "You have no faith." Mm-hmm. Listen, if I had followed somebody all my life, even with my parents, even if I have been behind my daddy and watching him do things and watching him, let's say, for instance, paraphrasing, watching my daddy go fishing or watching him cut wood or work on a car, do you not think that I would have some faith that when he's with me and I'm doing the same thing, that everything is going to be all right? You know why? Because he has got our back. So I'll stop to tell somebody tonight that even in the midst of everything that's going on, this storm that's blowing over, it's almost gone. The storm is almost gone. Number three, I'm moving on. God sends the storms to reassure the righteous, to restore their confidence or to remind them who he is. You see, it's not always, and you'll probably hear me say this again later on, but it's not always the sinners who lose their faith. I think I said something that somebody needed to hear, because it's not always somebody who don't know God who loses their faith. Watch this now. Mm-hmm. Those disciples, they traveled with Jesus. They rode with him. He was their road dog. He was their sidekick. He was the main man. He was the one that they hung out with, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he still said they had no faith. No faith. So it is not always, as I say it again, it is not always those who are non-believers that don't have faith. Watch this. The worst ones are those of us who say we call up on God as our Savior, that we call up on the name of Jesus, that he has become the Savior of our lives. When a storm comes in our life, we look the other way. We find no time to look to Jesus. The Bible says that we should look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We should look to him. And we as Christian people, watch this now. I'm not trying to tear anybody down, but I'm just trying to work this thing to say that we supposed to be setting an example for those who don't know Christ, for those who want to know Christ, for those who want to stand with God or stand by God. We should be setting examples for them. But we, I'm saying we because sometimes I get caught up to, we have no faith. But when Jesus brings storm, he reassures the righteous that everything, I heard this in a song, that everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
When storms come in our life, talking about the righteous now, those of us who call ourselves righteous, when storms come in our lives, sometimes we lose hope, we lose our confidence in God. Sometimes we don't even think about reading our scripture. Sometimes we don't even think about prayer because this great storm has come over. Now, see, I'm saying this, Elder, because I'm speaking from experience, okay? And the reason I say that, because as you all remember, in 2018, I was diagnosed with septic. I became septic. And as I was going through my healing process, there was a time, and I shared this with you all before, that there was a time when I couldn't even pick up my Bible. There was a time when prayer didn't even cross my mind. There was a time when I would just lay there and just cry and pout and scream and holler and wonder why was this going on with me. But sometimes God would bring a storm in your life to get you back on track to where you should have been from the beginning. This thing touches me, and I look at this, and I have to remind somebody out there in radio land. I have to remind somebody who's listening by the internet. I have to remind those of us who are on the line that no matter what happens in your life, no matter what kind of storm is brewing in your life, I stop to tell you tonight that it's almost gone. In some cases, watch this, it is gone. Look, okay, I'm getting on through with this, and I open up the lines for conversation, for thoughts, because I just want feedback. I like feedback. There are three more things that you got to know about the storms in your life. Watch this. There is always a storm when Jesus is not in your life, or to say it this way, when Jesus is not on your ship, there's always a storm. You know, the disciples, they had Jesus on their ship. Jesus was on that boat, and there still came a storm. So this takes me somewhere else, Elvis. This takes me to a place to say that just because we're saved don't mean that we don't get storms in our life. Just because we know Christ doesn't mean a storm is not going to come to us. Sometimes we have to remind people that when they get saved that, well, the devil is on your trail, amen. There's going to be things happen, amen, that you're going to be tested, you're going to be tried, and you're going to be proven about your faith. Anyway, the thing about the storms on our ship, you see, it don't matter what kind of ship that you're on. It could be a relationship. It can be a friendship. It can be a sonship. It can be a battleship. It can be any kind of ship that you're on. I stop to tell you tonight that if Jesus is not on that ship, you're going to have some hardship. Amen? Let me take you to another text. Just like Jonah, when he was asleep in the hinder part of the ship, and then a great storm came, and the winds blew, and the ship was tossing, and there was not anyone there to calm the storm. So these men that was on that ship, they had a reason to be afraid. Amen? They had a reason to be afraid, but when you got Jesus on your ship or in your boat, you have no reason. You cannot tell me a reason why you're afraid. Now, I understand, Elder. I understand about the coronavirus. I understand about sickness that goes on in people's lives. But what we have to understand, and being prayer warriors and being people of God, we have to understand that if we got Jesus in our life, if we got Jesus on our ship, then no matter what kind of wind comes, no matter what kind of waves come and beat up on our boat, I'm paraphrasing, you can speak just like Jesus said to the wind and the waves, and you can say, peace, be still. You can say, storm, go away. You can say, just like Jesus said to Satan, get behind me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But these men that were on the boat with Jonah, as I said before, they had a reason to be afraid. See, because Jonah had messed up. Jonah was being disobedient to God. So God had to bring a storm into Jonah's life to get him back. Watch this. I said this earlier, to get him back on track to where he was going. So somebody out there, right now, you're going through something right now. I'm trying to help. I'm just trying to help. You're going through something right now. It may not even be COVID-19. It may not even be anything about what's going on in the world today. You may be having a problem with your child. You may be having a problem with your grandchild. You may be having a time with your husband, your wife, or your boyfriend or girlfriend, or whomever it may be. You may be having a hard time with that situation. But I'm stopped to tell you again tonight that the storm is almost gone. Jesus will calm that storm if we just give it all to him. Amen. See, how many times have we known not to give things over to God? We always want to handle things on our own. You know, we want to stick our chest out and say, I got this. No, brother. No, sister. I stopped to tell you tonight that you better let that thing go. You better let it go and give it to God and let him work it out. Let him fight that battle, because you know he said in the scripture, he said, the battle is not yours, it's mine. And see, if we just give all of our situation over to God, if we give all our problems, if we give everything over to God and let him handle it, then no matter what kind of storm come our way, The storm's going to come. Amen. Just like it did on this trip, see. Just because Jesus was on the boat, that don't mean, you know, y'all get what I'm saying? Just because
yes.
Jesus is in your life don't mean that the storm's not going to come. He was right there with those disciples. He was riding with them. You know, it was a ride or die situation. He was riding with them.
Mm-hmm.
But he was asleep because he knew that this was a test of their faith. He was going to see just what they believed in. So I'm saying this tonight that God is trying to see just what you believe in. Do you believe in him or do you believe in situations? See, we have to understand that when we start believing in situations, the situations are not going to be there for you. They're going to just cause you more situations. They're going to cause you more problems. You're going to have more troubles come your way, more storms come in your life. But when you've got Jesus, I heard somebody say, I got Jesus, and that's all I need.
Yeah.
That's what I used to hear.
Yes.
I used to hear the old saints used to say, I got Jesus, and that's all I need. Sometimes we need to turn back the hands of time and go back and try to draw up grandmama's voice or try to draw up granddaddy's voice, the old deacon of the church or whomever it was you heard say that. I know we've heard that before. I've got Jesus, and that's all I need.
All I need.
Mm.
Jesus, I'm glad you did that storm.
Yes. Yes.
Just having a page. Jesus and God, you got a storm. The storm you never thought you'd get through. As long as you got Jesus, he can guide you through that storm, that belief, that faith.
Yes.
You try to do it by yourself, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work at all, brother. You are right. I heard a song by Yolanda Adams that says, Riding in the Storm with Jesus. And I stopped to tell you tonight, somebody needs to know that you need to get on board with Jesus, or you need to let him get on board with you and quit trying to do this thing by yourself. See, that's what's wrong with our country right now. That's what's wrong with our nation right now. We have X God out. We have cast God out. We have turned so much against Jesus and his words, and we want to go, as I said before, I know I'm repeating, but as I said before, and go our own ways. We our ways ain't no good. But the Bible tells us, God says that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. So why don't we let God handle this? Why don't we let God handle the storm? Listen now. Why don't we let God handle the storm and speak to the storm in your life and say, peace, be still.
Be still.
Because the Bible says here, it says that even the wind and the waves obey him. You think if you try to speak to the storm in your life on your own, that it's going to cease? No. You know what's going to happen? The winds are going to blow higher, harder. The waves are going to come up a little bit higher. Water is going to get into your boat. It's going to fill up. As you notice in the scripture, it says that water began to fill the boat, but the boat didn't sink. You see that? Water began to fill the boat, but it never sank.
Didn't sink.
Why didn't it sink? Because Jesus was on board. See, what we have to understand and look at in this scripture is that storm, that when they got ready to cross to the other side of the lake, that storm didn't just come up. Watch this, and yeah, some of y'all might rebuke me on this, but that's okay. That storm didn't just come up. As I said before, Jesus caused that storm to put his disciples in check. I think I said a mouthful. God will allow a storm to come into your life to put you in check. Wow. I'm moving on. Another thing I want to point out here that the Christians must know that they are not exempt from the storm.
Amen.
You're not exempt.
Amen.
You're not exempt. And as I said, I probably said it before, and I'll probably say it again, and I'm going to say it again. Just because you're a Christian don't mean you're exempt from a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what that means?
Mm-hmm.
That means the storms are coming. Now, listen, I'm not trying to turn you away from God. I'm not trying to turn you away from Christ. I'm trying to help draw you closer to him to let you know that when a storm do come, you don't have to go through that storm by yourself.
Amen.
I know somebody out there is listening. Somebody out there right now, as I said before, is in a storm. You don't have to go through that storm by yourself.
By yourself.
You don't have to. You don't have to do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon him tonight.
Yes.
Call upon the name of Jesus and let him calm your storm. Let him bring peace into your life. Let him bring peace into your relationship. Let him bring peace to your children. Let him bring peace to your husband. Let him bring peace to your wife. Let Jesus be the peace that surpasses all understanding. Let him be
yes.
that peace. Oh, man.
Yes.
See, what we have to understand, this is my last little thing I want to say here, but what we have to understand is that all the storms end when Jesus get on board. You know, I know what I said. I know I said that when we become Christians, when we ask Christ into our lives, that's when the storms come. But see, when the storms come, Jesus acts as a y'all seen these let me give you a movie. The movie that Will Smith played in. Help me out, somebody. The Alien movie. The movie where he had to go out of space and fight this. Come on, y'all, help me out. Anyway, I'm telling you, man, I've seen that movie a million times. I'm probably sitting there looking at it on my shelf and can't even say it.
His son was in the movie with him as well.
Can't hear you, brother.
I said his son was in the movie as well.
So
I can't think of the name of the movie.
What I'm trying to say.
His son being in the movie, the ship being damaged, and it's kind of got to be a life or death kind of a situation, you know.
let me go ahead and make my point here. What I'm trying to say is that Jesus acts as a shield around you. When troubles come your way, when storms
yes.
come into your life, Jesus acts as this protector. He's there to protect you, and he will knock those things away from you. He will help you get through whatever it is that you're going through.
Amen.
So that everything in your life will be okay.
Amen.
Now, I am one to say, Elder Clay, I am one to say, and I about burn up all that time. But anyway, I just want to say to somebody tonight that the storm is almost gone. I'm going to end it right there. I'm going to stop it right there. But I hope that we've helped somebody. I hope that I will help somebody understand that all you need is Jesus in your life, somebody you can call upon, not your mother, your father, or your sister, or your brother, but you call upon Jesus to help you calm your soul. Okay,
yes.
we got about 10 minutes. Any comments? Amen.
Well, the mics are open. The mics are open.
Wow.
Well,
strong message. and it has a lot of meaning and application to our lives. We just have to introspectively examine our lives and implement that.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, we're going to
Amen.
Be faced with storms, whether it be illness or whatever the case might be, loss of a job, the coronavirus is going on around. There's going to be problems. We're going to have to, you know, we need to, like on that boat, it may have started filling with water, but anyway, it didn't sink because Jesus is in it. And we have to keep that in mind as we travel the road of life and we're dealing with these storms. We'll be guided by Jesus in handling that crisis. Even to the point, if it got too bad, Jesus just simply command the wind and the seas and the storm to cease. But anyway, there's a lesson to be learned. And we have the perfect teacher teaching that lesson plan. Our responsibility is to learn and to grow from that.
Amen. Amen.
I wanted to make a comment. You know, if there's, you know, no one else is going to comment. I was the thing that I looked at is when you made a comment in terms of we're going to always have storms in our life. This is just one storm, but we're always going to have storms in our life. And the thing that I was listening to you when sometimes we say that we know Christ, but he can be asleep in our life. And I mean by asleep in our life is when we start going through storms that we begin to start to call on Jesus, but it determines our confidence that we have in if Jesus is going to come to our side, be by our side. And that's where that faith point falls in, you know, the type of faith that we have. And calling on Jesus, but not to the point where we keep wondering when he's coming, because once we call on him, that faith lies in terms of when we know that he's going to take care of it. When you said, you made the comment of sometimes, you know, we have situations where we say, well, I got this. In the back of our mind, we are trying to handle it. Even though they were calling on Jesus and we're asking for Jesus, but indirectly, we're saying, I got this. I know that I can handle it on my own. And I think that's the shift, that's that paradigm shift of relying totally on Jesus or straddling the fence, meaning that we got it, you know, and we, even though we're calling on Jesus, we can't be lukewarm. We have to be hot for Christ. And whatever situation or whatever struggles that we're going through, that we have to make sure that we put it in Jesus' hands. Once we've prayed about it and asked God to protect us and we believe wholeheartedly that he's going to do that, that's where that shift takes place, turning it directly over to Jesus, knowing that it's going to be okay. And I like what your title is saying, the storm is almost gone. Even though it looks bad as it is, and it is bad, but knowing that it's almost over, Jesus is going to get us through this. Jesus is That's going to right. get. I made a comment right. before: is following directions. Mm-hmm. Jesus gives us directions, following directions, making sure that we follow the directions that the Word of God gives us.
Amen.
And if we don't follow those Amen. Directions and we get out of line, then we're almost at the point where I got this. And we can't be there where I got this. We're depending on leaning on ourselves and our own imagination of who we are and things that have happened in our lives that have worked out before, but relying totally on Jesus. Jesus is going to turn. He can turn anything around. That's what all the miracles was about.
That's right.
That's what the miracles was about.
Right.
We're looking at Jesus taking a miracle and it becomes supernatural. Above and beyond our imagination. So I, you know, when you said that, that's what I thought about. Well, you know, I got this. And oftentimes we forget, you know, what the times that we are wrong. Are we in the Word of God? Are we studying our Word? Are we reading our Scriptures? Are we staying on that communication, that constant communication with Christ? Because you said before that you made a comment in terms of
the situation that we're in and where we are and how we are, we're supposed to take advantage of this time and develop a closer relationship, taking time and spending time with Jesus Christ, with Christ,
Amen.
As opposed
Amen.
To, you know, straddling the fence. You know, so I just want to make a comment on that.
Amen. Thank you,
Heather.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Any more comments? All the mics open.
You know, what came to mind is like what I've heard my mother and my grandmother say all the time, is trouble don't last always.
Mm. Amen.
So we have to look at our response as we go into the trouble. Are we going to trust the Lord, trust that God is with us, and that he sees the beginning through to the end? Or are we going to panic, you know, and try to handle things ourselves? And I think that as we get older, we learn that trouble don't last always. And that the Lord has a plan. So if we just trust in God,
trust
in his plan,
Amen.
Trust his hand, even when you don't see it, even when you don't understand it, that his resume speaks for him.
Amen.
That that he's done it before, he'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
His character is, you know, doesn't take my change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I heard somebody say before that even when you can't trace it, you can trust it.
Amen.
And I think that as we were looking at the fact that Jesus was on the boat or in the ship with these guys, he was right there. Seems to me, now somebody else might think different, but it seems to me that that they didn't have, as he said, they didn't have no faith. And I know I used bad grammar now, but there was no faith, even though Jesus was right there with them, even though he was in their lives, they still had no faith. You know, and it's not me that said it. It's not Elder Clay or any of you that said it. But it was Jesus that said to those guys that y'all had no faith at all. So I just want to help somebody tonight and let them understand that when you're going through, even if you're on your deathbed, as I thought I was in 2018, you still got to have faith. You got to have some faith that God is going to bring you through. You still got to have some trust in Jesus that he's going to bring you through. Because remember what the Proverbs said, you know, to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding, but
yes.
acknowledge him in all his ways. He will. Not me, not anybody else, not your preacher, not your mother, not your father, but he said he will direct your path. So I just hope that and pray that tonight, and these storms continue to brew in our lives, that no matter what kind of trouble we're in, that we make absolutely sure that we got Jesus, to protect us, to guide us, and to be that oar on our ship, to guide us through the storm, to be the captain of our lives, to help us get through every storm that brews up in our life. And I know I keep saying that word storm, but that's what's on my mind because that's where we are right now. We're in a bad storm. But, you know, it's almost over. It's almost over. God's got this. And I just want to reassure somebody that God's got your storm. He's got your situation. You're going to be okay.
Whatever situation.
You got to trust him.
Amen.
You got to put your faith in him. And get it out of yourself, get it out of your children, get it out of whomever you are close friends with, but put your trust in God. Put your trust in Christ.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Amen. Pastor,
Robinson, we thank you so much for the word that you have shared with us this evening, and sharing this, reminding us that, you know, that we're all going to have storms in our lives, mm-hmm. and that we cannot forget, you know, who is ahead of our lives and mm-hmm. who is in control. We cannot mm-hmm. forget about that. Thank you for reminding us of that. It doesn't make a difference whether you are Christian or you're in church every Sunday. It doesn't make a difference who you are. We have to make sure that whatever situation or whatever shit that we are on, you know, or in, that we have to make sure that Jesus is there with us. So we do thank you so much for that. And for those of you, please make sure that you take care of yourself, and because we definitely we want to see you again. Amen. It is beautiful to be able to have a community of believers coming together just to encourage each other. You know, this is not the first storm, that we've had storms all our lives. Different type of storms
all
our lives. Jesus Christ has always worked it out for us. So I do thank you for that, Pastor. And it's good to have you back on again.
Amen.
We'll be praying. We'll continue praying for you and with you and your family. May God bless you. For everyone there, we thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. May God bless you.
I face the dawn.